Sharon Lyles says the Central Florida Diaper Bank in Winter Garden serves about 1,300 families every month, so the nonprofit's executive director has a front row seat to the baby formula shortage, especially as it affects low-income parents in Orange County. Lyles spoke by telephone with WMFE's Joe Burns.
What we've seen regarding the formula shortage for our parents, they have children who have special dietary needs, which requires specific types of formula for them. And the feedback that we're getting is that they've gone to various stores, the pharmacies, and these formulas are not available. Just recently, one of our families that came in this week to pick up her diapers, she indicated that she had been to several stores throughout Orlando looking for a specific brand of formula for her child. She could not find it here. She called her father, who lives in DeLand. He went to several stores, and they had the formula. So he was able to purchase the formula for her. So I don't know if it's a situation of panic buying or if the formula truly just is not available here.
What's the level of concern among the parents you're working with?
They're very concerned because our parents already have limited incomes. So then they have to depend on their WIC to be able to provide the formula for their children. And if they're not able to get it, then of course they're going to be in a panic. The ability to feed your children, you know, that's just a basic right. And no child in our community should go without formula.
You started this, I think, in the mid-90s when you had your own experience of having difficulty being able to afford diapers. How does this compare to your experience way back then?
Looking down into my daughter's face and not being able to purchase a diaper for her, it was the most horrible feeling in my life. And I can probably equate that feeling then to what our parents are going through now. Not being able to get that formula, that specialized formula that's needed for their children to thrive, not being able to do that, it's a horrible feeling. So I could equate what I felt all those years ago to what's going on and how the parents and what their emotions may be now. And it's not a good feeling. No parent wants to have a feeling of not being able to provide their children with the basic essentials that they need.
Are you seeing this problem with a lot of families, or is it just a few of the families?
It's a lot. And actually, one of our community partners today, which is a hospital, they were calling us because they have families that they serve that need formula. So they're calling us to see if we have formula. So it's not just our families, it's all of our community partners that are having this issue as well.
That was Sharon Lyles with the Central Florida Diaper Bank speaking with WMFE's Joe Burns. To find out more about her nonprofit, go online to centralfloridadiaperbank.org.